Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Kristen Berry from Appalachian Naturals. I'm eating some pita chips with some delicious. I've had the creamy blue cheese, the maple balsamic, the chipotle, honey mustard, all laid out with some pita chip. You are from Goshen.
Yes.
Appalachian Naturals dips and salsas, essentially, right?
Yes.
And I get it a lot when I'm going to take some ribs and leave them in the crock pot, put some Appalachian Naturals in there, leave them for the day, come back and absolutely delicious. How did Appalachian Naturals get started?
Back in the late 90s, we started a restaurant in the Mojave Desert, Joshua Tree National Park.
Mm-hmm. Was Bono there?
He may have been, but they're pretty well hidden, those celebrities.
I always just assume if I'm ever going to go to Joshua Tree National Park, I'm going to hear With or Without You careening through the beautiful cacti.
You probably would. So we had a restaurant there for about 4 years, decided to move the whole thing east, where my family's from, and brought some of the top recipes with us and started a salad dressing line. And very quickly after that, we grew the product line to include more dressings and then got into dips, salsas, barbecue sauce, and all of the products. The whole point of the entire brand was to do what we'd been doing for years and love doing, but do it with local agriculture. So if we were making our favorite buttermilk dressing, we're actually using buttermilk from right down the road at Maple Line.
So what about this is a new one you said right here, this creamy blue cheese.
Yep, that's our creamy blue cheese.
Yeah, have more of that.
Yeah, has tons of Maple Line Farm buttermilk.
The story of the blue cheese and how Appalachian Naturals decided to create it is an interesting one, I think.
What happened was our distributor, who's in New Hampshire, called us and they said that Whole Foods really wants a blue cheese dressing for Super Bowl season. And I said, well, let's give it a shot. About a year later, after we did some testing and revamping and looking at some blue cheese sources, we came out with it and it's been selling incredibly well, specifically in the New York, Manhattan areas. I think the key thing was, yeah, it tastes fantastic. It's also sugar-free. It's loaded with local milk. It doesn't have any powdered anything mm-hmm. in it.
So the Super Bowl went local.
Yeah.
Well, not for the Patriots, it didn't.
And that's one of the newer ones, along with the maple balsamic we just came out with this year.
So where does the maple come from?
That comes from Holiday Brook Farm in Dalton.
And what is balsamic? The only thing I can think of is the Onion headline that says Hidden Valley Ranch attacked by balsamic extremists.
Oh, best I could say, it's definitely aged in wooden barrels, ideally.
But what is aged?
The wine vinegar is aged.
Oh, it's wine vinegar.
Yes, it's balsamic wine vinegar.
And now the chipotle honey mustard. Is chipotle something that we can do here in the valley?
Funny you should ask. Here's a plug for Allison and Dean over at Bars Farm. They're actually going to do chipotles for the first time this year.
Mm-hmm.
It means growing a jalapeno. You need to mesquite smoke it. There's some tomato and onion involved in the cooking process. I don't know how they're going to do it. But up until now, no, there is no source even in America doing it. This is clearly a Mexican ingredient, and they do it very well.
But we're going to try to do it here in the valley?
I'll let you know if that becomes a local ingredient. But right now, that one isn't. The primary local ingredient in that one is the honey from Warm Colors Farm.
Uh-huh. Kristen Berry from Appalachian Naturals in Goshen. And Phil, you were saying that what Appalachian Naturals does is provides opportunity, like some of the farms we've just mentioned, to get their products into products that will get on the shelves of supermarkets.
Farms have a pretty diverse business. Not every farm wants to try to figure out how to take some excess harvest and do something with it, because that means you have to cook it. That means you have to bottle it. And with Appalachian Naturals now having a new bottling plant, they're actually seeking out, and farmers are seeking them out to do some collaboration.
Since 2006, every harvest season, we've been doing a tomato puree with some of the local farms like Atlas, Enterprise, Simple Gifts, and Red Fire.
And is it just straight up tomato puree?
Just tomato. You're doing is putting a tomato in a glass jar instead of a tomato in a can from California.
Which we should talk about, because this is something that is new to me. As somebody who grew up Italian in the suburbs, there was not a lot of access to fresh tomatoes, but there was every single week at least you're having tomato sauce. So my grandmother and my mother and I would get those yellow pastini, you know, canned tomato things until my wife blows the whistle on the whole thing and says, oh, there's all dangerous chemicals when you put them in those metal cans.
But, you know, there was two intentions with that product. One was the farms at the end of the summer sometimes don't have a place for all those fresh tomatoes, and they have second heirlooms that aren't pretty enough to go right into that.
They don't look good until they get all chopped up.
So what do we do with them? Well, originally I was putting them into my salsa, but there's just so much salsa I can make and need to sell each year. So
right.
Now we still have excess. So what do we do with it?
Sell it to the Italians.
So everybody's like, well,
they want to make Nana sauce.
Yep.
And the glass is something
glass
that's
is
good
key.
For you. You don't have
it's
to worry
key.
About.
Yep.
You're going to revolutionize my sauce making world, I think.
Yeah. The idea is to, you know, think twice about getting your canned tomatoes from California. If we're doing this and it's available now through Atlas Farm, Enterprise, Mountain View, Red Fire, and Simple Gifts, look for that.
So we got to talk to our Nanas.
Yeah, talk to your
Nana. It's a Nana alert.
We better get a Ouija board to talk to my Nana. Kristen Barry from Appalachian Naturals in Goshen and Phil Corman from CESA, who are challenging you to take the local hero challenge at their website, trying something new that you haven't tried before in regards to local agriculture. You can check out those challenges at buylocalfood.org.